Blog Talk Radio.
Daily, go get a business show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day, every day. It rains, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Misery Show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I know I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all are too. So we're going to get this thing popping. What we're talking about tonight is the kids outside of a relationship. The kids outside of a relationship. I mean, this is not a situation that's foreign to us, but it's definitely a situation that we hope will be foreign to us in practice. Like, we know all about it. We've seen people go through it. We may have seen our parents go through it. We may have seen our aunts, uncles, brothers and sisters, cousins, maybe even grandparents go through it. But it's a situation that we hope would somehow bypass us, somehow skip over us, somehow not come to visit us, never knock on our door, never darken our doorstep. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you feel me? Don't nobody want to be cheated on. And being cheated on is one thing. Some people can't get over that. But, you know, I'm under the belief, I'm of the belief that anybody and everybody can get over cheating if you get over yourself. Because at the end of the day, no matter who you're dealing with and no matter who or how their feelings are with you, no matter how, who they are or how their feelings are towards you, you always stand the risk that they will do something for themselves if the opportunity presents itself. It don't have nothing to do with you, but it's going to feel very personal because when you're in a committed relationship and you have been committed and somebody else hasn't been as committed as you are, yeah, that's going to hurt your feelings. It's going to hurt your pride. And a lot of people don't want to admit that it hurts their pride, but pride plays an extremely big part in this whole scenario. What's going on, Emily? Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. Thanks for coming on through, Ma. Yeah. So, you know, if it wasn't pride that entered into the situation, it would be a whole lot easier to deal with. And there would be no reason to keep secrets or to tell people to mind their business. But because it is such a sensitive nature and it is such a heartfelt, such a delicate situation, yeah, you wanna be sure that you never have to deal with this situation. But a lot of people have to deal with the situation, and sometimes it just might be you. Sometimes it just might be you, and I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I hope that it never does. I do. I hope that whoever you are with always keeps it 100 with you and never feels the need to cheat on you. And if they cheat on you, hopefully they respect you enough to strap up, pull out, and not let the situation come to you directly. Because this is something that you have to deal with directly. This is not something that you playing around with. This is not something... Oh, cool. This is not something that's not going to hurt your feelings. Excuse me, whether we're talking about pride or whether we're talking about the feelings that you have inside. This is not something that you're just going to be able to easily sweep under the rug. It ain't sweet like that. It ain't cool like that. So when we start talking about the kids outside of the relationship, we're talking about a situation where a man and a woman are in a relationship, a committed relationship. Me and you against the world, one-on-one until we done. And then the whole time through, I hope we have fun. But yeah, one person in the relationship has started messing with somebody outside of the relationship, and a baby done came up out of it. Now, if you find out that a baby has come up out of it, let's say if you're the woman in a relationship, you're not going to be able to hide that stomach if you're pregnant and you decide to have it. And if you're not a grimy woman that will blame your man for or say that your man is the one who got you pregnant when you know damn well that it ain't him. It ain't him. It's another him. It's your other man. It's your other dude. It's your other boo. It's your other screw. Well, let's say you keep it 100 with your man. Like, listen. Yeah. I know this is going to hurt your feelings. And honestly, I hope you don't kill me. But I'm pregnant, and I'm pregnant by another man. Now, I understand this. You don't want to be with me no more. I understand. I mean, I want you to know that I'm really, really sorry. I know sorry is not going to do anything because what I've done is unexplainable and it's not acceptable and all of that. And I know that. I hope that, you know, you could get past it because I am going to have the baby. I don't know. Whatever a woman says to a man when she got a seed growing in her stomach and it ain't that man's baby, even though she's with that man and has been with that man. It's one thing if you have a break in a relationship. Let's say y'all broke up for a while, and then you started messing around with somebody, and you got pregnant. Okay. Then y'all got back together, and before you knew that you was pregnant or whatever, and, you know, y'all got this situation that y'all got to deal with. That's different. You know, because, I mean, how much time is going to pass by?
before he knows that you're pregnant. Let's say y'all broke up for a month. Y'all broke up for a month or two, but you started fucking around with a dude within that time and letting him bust all up in you. He got you pregnant, even though you wasn't on birth control or nothing like that. So a baby comes out of a situation that you only been messing with somebody for a few weeks. It happens. It happens. I ain't going to sit here in front of this camera and tell you that no, it don't happen, because it does. Same thing with dudes. You know, they meet a chick, start messing around with a chick, and sometimes it's a real questionable character chick. You know, a stripper or some shit like that. A stripper or project, a ratchet chick. Shout out to all my ratchet-ass project chicks. It's a lot of y'all out there. You know what I mean? Not all of y'all take that as a diss. But nonetheless, all I'm saying is that, yeah, so at the time that you became pregnant, you might have got back with your man. Y'all reconciled the relationship or whatever, and you might have stopped messing with the dude that got you pregnant. But then you find out that you knocked up, and you start doing the math like, oh shit, I'm six weeks pregnant, or 8 weeks pregnant, 10 weeks pregnant, and I was not with my man 10 weeks ago. Not with my man 10 weeks ago. He gonna mess around and think that I'm a hoe, because I let him run up in me and blow that nut. Blah, 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 and I am pregnant now. Well, then a baby is going to have to come out of that. And it's up to a man and a woman in a relationship, if they are together, if they're going to, what they're going to do about this situation. Because a man's ego is going to be blown to smithereens. Your girl, who you may have been with for years, maybe even had children with, is now pregnant by another man after y'all broke up for a month and a half, 2 months. You don't know how long she was messing around with the bull, but what you do know is that she's pregnant with a baby that ain't yours. The dates ain't matching up. You broke up. The last time you and her had sex was way before y'all even broke up. Y'all was on the outs even then. So you ain't had sex with your girl that you just got back with. You ain't had sex with her in, let's say, 12 to 16 weeks. And she 10 weeks pregnant. Nobody knows the trouble that I've seen. This chick that got knocked up, damn. Well, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you can't say is that she got pregnant while y'all was together. What you might be able to say is that she got pregnant, or that she was messing around with whoever she got pregnant by when y'all were together. You might be able to say that, but I don't know what that's going to do. The situation calls for you to make a decision, my brother. Are you going to stay with the chick, or you going to bounce? Now, more than likely, you want to bounce, because your ego is telling you, you got to bounce. You can't tell your mother and your father and your brothers and your cousins and all of your boys that your girl is pregnant by another man and you was only gone for a few weeks, friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it happened. So what you going to do, son? What you going to do? Decision time. Because she might not be messing with the dude that got her pregnant. Even more awkward situation. He done blew her back out. Or at least he done blew her stomach up. How about that? He ain't have to have a big dick. He ain't have to have a strong hips. He blew her back. He blew her stomach up. She pregnant with your baby. I mean, with another man's baby. And you got to explain how your baby mom is pregnant again, not by you, and y'all together. Or your wife, who you were separated from for 12 to 16 weeks, is 10 weeks pregnant. What you going to do, son? Oh, yeah, it might sound trifling to a lot of y'all, but guess what? This shit happens. This is real life. This is real life. Some of y'all have seen this up close and personal. And I mean up close. Oh, you don't understand how close? I mean, some of y'all have got like this with it. Yo, I can't believe that this chick is pregnant by the... What the... Yo, son. How? Lord, why me? Why? Come on, man. Why? Why did you let... Yeah, that close up and personal. When you can see the veins in their eyeballs. When you can see the veins in their eyeballs. Well, what you going to do? Because you know you're still in love with your girl. You know you're still in love with her. Or you know you're still in love with your wife. Plus, you don't want to leave your home. You left your home temporarily because you was, y'all was on the outs. So you figure, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and it did for you. But guess what? She was busy. Oh, and don't worry, ladies. I'm gonna get to the male part of it in a minute. We ain't getting off the. It ain't off the hook because he might have been. The man might have been fucking around too while y'all was on hiatus. But the difference is he ain't knocked nobody up. You knocked up. See, a man can hide his baby outside of the home. A woman can't. A woman got to bring the baby in. So it's decision time. Are you gonna be able to field those questions? You know, do you have the intestinal fortitude to be able to withstand your family members, your friends, your club members, everybody who knows you? Are you going to be able to withstand their questioning, their probing, they cutting their eyes, they side-eyeing? You know, they little snide remarks, even when they trying not to diss you.
Well, couldn't be me.
Oh, you got that?
Okay. Okay.
Are you going to be able to deal with that? Because if you sign up for that, you're going to have to deal with that up close and personal. And personally, up close and personally, I've seen situations where, yeah, a man, a woman got pregnant by another man while she was with her husband or her boyfriend, and the man ate that. I know the internet tells you that a man would never put up with that. A man can't stand it. A man would be crushed, and maybe he was crushed. But guess what? I bet you he Humpty Dumpty his ass and took all the king's horses and called all the king's men and put his ass back together again. This time it worked. They put that egg right back together again. What's good? And sometimes that man loved that child just like it was his own. I know of a few personal situations where it happened like that. But that takes a different type of man. That might be a bigger man than me, because I ain't going to lie. My wife get pregnant by somebody else. We ain't getting back together ever. At least not until the baby is born. Then again, might have to reevaluate that. I don't want to miss out on no pregnant pussy. Ain't nothing like pregnant pussy. I mean, can't nothing fuck with that. I mean, but my emotions would be in such a tailspin because you're like, yo, it's pregnant pussy, but she ain't pregnant by me. Nonetheless, I'm going to drink the juice. I'm just saying. You got to get that juice. Look, y'all can be mad at me all y'all want. You got to get that juice. You got to get the juice, baby. You got to get that juice. But anyway, so it's a tough situation. All bullshit aside, all playing around aside, that's a tough situation for any man to be in. It's a tough situation for any woman to be in. I wanted to do the woman first because, you know, so many people don't believe that a man would ever put up with a situation like that. And I know men personally who've had to do it. And way more than one, too. So, you know, this is not an isolated incident. It happens. And love tells you to stay. It don't tell you to run. It don't tell you to leave. It tell you, like, well, you know, love tell you, like, well, I mean, she would have done it for you. Women been putting up with this shit for years. You can bite that bullet. That's what love tell you. Real shit. That's what love tell you to do. And sometimes you can't deny it. You know, I mean, you be wanting to punch love in the face. But love ain't do that shit. It's your girl. It's your man. So out the kids outside the relationship, how do you incorporate the kids outside of relationship into the relationship? Because you got a lot of introducing to do when you introduce the kids outside of the relationship into the relationship. If the kids are brand new. Now, I'm not talking about the existing kids. I ain't talking about the kids that you already knew about. I'm talking about the kids that you just found out about. I'm talking about the kids that just got here. So I'm talking about that five-year-old that been hidden for five years, almost six. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the, I don't know, the 13, 14-year-old that it was always a dispute over whether that you didn't know, that nobody knew that it was his son. Yeah, that. Now, they ain't got a late DNA. First of all, the boy looked just like him. Get a late DNA test. Yeah, that's me. So your other three or four kids now, they got a new brother or a new sister. Just got an intro. That's what I'm talking about. How do you incorporate those children who are already here or freshly here? How do you incorporate them into your already made family, including extended family members, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles? Because it has to be done. And I want to talk about the kids in a minute. By the way, I see that we have a call on the line. I'm going to take the caller in a minute. Excuse me. I'm about to take a call in a minute. But yeah, the kids suffer with this shit too. Moms and dads, they be worried about their own embarrassment. They be worrying about their own status. They don't take into consideration what children have to go through. With all of your friends, they already know your brothers and your sisters, all your brothers and your sisters. Then all of a sudden you got a new brother and sister. You can't, and your kids have to explain that. Well, yeah, this my brother. That's not your, well, you got another brother? Because your brother name is Robert. Yeah, I know Robert, but this is my other brother on my dad's side. And your dad live in the fucking house. Your friends know your dad. They know your dad. Your friends know your mama, your daddy. They know all your brothers and your sisters. They know certain cousins. They come around and all that kind of stuff. They know all your whole family. Where'd you get a new brother from? Because you and your brother like the same age. Or you, yo, man. Oh, you think kids don't go through it with that? Yes, they do. Ask me how I know. Ask me. I know. On a personal level, I know that. You know, the late introductions. Oh, yeah, I know about this. But granted, my mom and my dad wasn't together, but I still know what it's like to have to explain how at 14 years old, all of a sudden, you got new brothers and sisters. Well, guess what? Just like you had to eat it as a man, as a mother or a father, your kids got to eat it too. Now, which one does it taste worse to? Because you done already decided that the kids can handle that meal. That's what parents be deciding. The kids ain't going to have that much struggle with it. Selfish. Selfish, egotistical. That's what parents are for thinking that kids don't have no struggles with explaining or with embarrassment or with their own status. What you know about being a child growing up in a two-parent family? That where both parents are getting money and the household is may not be full of love, but it's full of money. It's full of upward mobility. And then having all that fall apart. What you know about that? Mothers and fathers cry when marriages break up and and separations happen and marital bliss, or the veneer, the cloak, the lie of happy marriage is no longer able to be put out there. You ain't gonna be able to lie and say everything is good in your marriage no more. Y'all fucking separated on y'all way to divorce. It ain't no coming back. But guess what? Now you got this new baby. And guess what? Y'all didn't break up because of this baby, but I'm just talking about what happens with the kids. Kids suffer when their parents separate or divorce. They suffer badly. Even when the kids take sides, they suffer badly. So anyway, you know what LeGuan? LeGuan talk about the mama and the daddy when they bring you the new baby. And then I'm going to take the caller. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. All right, let me take the call on the line. Caller with the last number is 2192. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Shalom, shalom, bro.
Shalom. Peace to you.
Hey, this is a good topic, man. It's crazy because I was really just thinking about this not too long ago. So I kind of think about it frequently. Not all the time. I try not to think about it all the time. But I got a situation kind of like that, but she ain't had a baby like outside of me. She did have a baby outside of me, but like it wasn't like a cheating thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was already broken up and shit. But it's like, for me, after we broke up, it was like she had the baby too fast. Like she was just having the baby just because. Like I think it was like a get back type thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a revenge type thing. But mm-hmm. I say that because we've spoken recently, you know what I'm saying? But her and the dude, they haven't been together since before when she was having the baby, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, she doubled back, and now she's saying, I think I told you before, now she's saying that I wasn't really as bad when before she was painting me to be a monster. But she was like, no, you're not as bad as the dude that I'm pregnant by now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it's like, but I'm like you. Like, that's why I'm like, when you said, oh, but yeah, if a girl have a baby outside of me, I don't think I can take her back. I was like that too, bro. Like, I swear, I'm kind of still in, but then lately I've been kind of catching myself being like real lenient. Like, oh, well, like how you said, oh, I already got a kid of my own too, but I had mine way before I even met her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had my son way before I even met her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but her bringing this in is different because it's a revenge baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that I would mistreat any kid, but I'm just saying, like, the thought of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You went outside and had this baby. But even though parents had, like, and just how you explain, like, a father figure taking care of another. Look, the same girl that I'm talking about, her parents, her dad is doing that. Her mom had a baby, had a kid by her dad's cousin, and they close cousins, you know what I'm saying? And her dad been taking care of her dad's his cousin's kid just like it was his this whole time, like, you know what I'm saying? His name Christian, he a middle kid, you know what I'm saying? And they had kids after him, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some shit, man. One thing is for sure, if you take care of your cousin. Your cousin's baby that your wife gave your son, cousin, your cousin's son. I don't know what you call that baby. You know what I mean? But one thing is for sure. In and out, back and forth, up and down, left to right. That baby is family. You know what I mean?
Hey, blood. Blood can't make us no
difference. That is your fault.
You traveling
your way. I don't care how you like that.
But nah, I was just like you, bro. I was like, I don't know if I can take old girl back, but I want your opinion on that too, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? Because I was just like that. Like I even told her before, like. I tell like almost any girl I get with, like, if you have a kid that, like, oh, I just, maybe I don't. Maybe I just think this in my head. But I just think, like, I used to think real strong, like, if a girl have a kid, like, after, like, I don't care if we get in a relationship and you already have a kid. But if you have a kid after me, like, especially that was a little too early, you know what I'm saying, about a year, like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? That was a little too early. And then you double back, especially when she was demonifying me to being the problem of that relationship, demonifying me to be, like, you know what I'm saying, just the big problem. And now you saying the other dude that got the reward of you, like, because that's a reward. Getting a woman pregnant, like, that's the best thing you can get from a woman. That's the best present you can get from a woman is a baby, is a child, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that's a reward, you know what I'm saying? Like, you give up this reward to a man that you thought, that's worse than me when you was demonifying me. Now you like now all of a sudden I'm not the worst person ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's what's crazy to me. Like,
yeah, it is crazy. But I'll tell you like this, man. Ultimately, your heart is going to tell you where to go with this. You know what I mean? Like, the only real advice I will give you is this: if you're going to accept this situation, you're going to have to get yourself ready to accept it all the way. This ain't like a shallow pool where you can get in this pool and not get your head wet. You know what I'm saying? This is, you're going to have to dive off the deep end. Your whole body going to have to get wet. You're going to have to hold your breath. And you're going to have to know how to swim. Because when you think about it, if you think about it in a selfish way, then you're the only one dealing with this situation. I did what I was supposed to do. I loved you. I took care of you. I gave you money. I took care of the home. I paid the bills. I did everything and all of this, and you did this to me. That's what your ego is saying, and that's what the selfish part of you is saying.
I'm thinking like a lion, bro. Like, I think I'm thinking like a lion too much because, like, my whole philosophy of it is...
You gonna kill the existing baby, sir? You gonna kill the existing baby,
I can't see another a male lion, alpha male lion, like, in our lives forever. Like, when you take on another kid, another man's baby, that means you gotta have that man in your life for the rest of that kid's life, you know what I'm saying? Because... Mm-hmm. Like, he gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? Like that's another person that you gotta deal with. I can deal with 3-4 different women that are mine, you know what I'm saying? But I don't wanna deal with another alpha male. That's why I feel like I'm a lion, you know what I'm saying? Because I can deal with women in my clan, but another man, like, I don't know.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. That's, you gotta be ready for all of that. Because you're not gonna escape none of that. You know, there's some men out here who will do this situation only if the father of the child is not around no more. Like, they can deal with that. But what about when it's a situation where not only is the father going to be around, he's going to be coming to get his kid. He might even, as the child gets older, he might take his child and yours. You know, to certain places or whatever, because they are brothers and sisters, or you know, he may have to pay child support and all that kind of stuff. This is not a situation that's going to go away. So a lot of men will not enter into this situation unless the man who created the baby is all the way out of the picture. But you don't even know if you want to be with this woman for the rest of your life. So you got to figure that out too.
If you go back with a woman like that, then you better know, like, cause you, like, that situation is gone already. And she had a baby. Like, going back to a situation, you better have your mind made up to where, like, cause that goes back to, like, senseless dating, bro. Like, I've been saying, like, I've been saying, like, I really don't even want to have senseless sex no more, cause it's kind of just like senseless. Like, you know, so I want it to mean something, you know, because it's wasting time, I guess. I feel like, even though I'm still young, I guess, I don't know. But I just feel like it's like senseless dating, bro.
And you might feel that way for a long time. You might feel that way for a short time. You might meet a woman one day that changes the way you felt or feel about a whole lot of things. So I would say,
yeah, because like if you get back with somebody that you left, then that means you looking like to be something bigger. Am I wrong or right? Because you ain't just getting back with somebody just to get back with somebody. Y'all already to finish it off. That's basically what I was trying to say.
I've learned how to think that way. You know what I mean? I've gotten back with people before. I've gotten back with women before, and I thought that, you know, the second time around or even the third time around was going to be that charm or whatever. Nah, it ain't like that. Sometimes it's just the same old shit.
Sure, right?
It's refurbished. Yeah. It's repackaged. It's redone. You know?
Refresh.
Because if you're not ready to change and you haven't really changed anything, but you're expecting somebody else to change, it's not really gonna happen that way. But I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this once again. Like I said, like I was starting to say a little bit earlier, if you look at it from a selfish standpoint, you're only going to be thinking about your the way that you look to other people. And how this child is going to affect your life in terms of your ability to get comfortable with the situation or not. If you take a non-selfish approach to it, you'll probably have to consider the fact that my baby's got to deal with this too. They got a new brother or sister that doesn't belong to their mom and their dad. It belongs to their mom or it belongs to their dad, but not to both of them the way their other brothers and sisters might or might not. You understand what I mean? So they have to deal with that too. So the explanation and responsibility that's due to the children has to happen. And at the same time, you're dealing with your marriage or your relationship. You looking at your woman sideways, like, how I know I'm not gonna have to deal with this again? Or if it's a woman looking at a man, how I know you're not gonna do this to me again? You know, it ain't like this the first time you cheated on me. This is just the first time you brought a baby home. But what's to say that you're not gonna bring me a baby home again? I have no faith that you won't cheat again. I know you'll do that again. But damn, will you be this irresponsible again? Are you gonna have me explain it to my mom, my aunts, my sisters, and my coworkers and all of that shit? How come I'm still with you? Like I said, it sounds selfish and shit. But yeah, these are things that you got to deal with. These are the things you got to deal with. So it's sort of like you all the way in or you all the way out. Because when y'all go on shopping sprees and y'all go on trips and y'all go to the park and y'all go to iFly and Sky Zone and whatever those kiddie places that you go, Chuck E. Cheese and Dave and Buster's and all that old shit, them outside kids, them so-called outside kids, they get to go to. And how are you going to keep from treating that outside child like an outside child? Because guess what? It's an outside child. But you may have been an outside child before. So there's a lot to unpack about it. Look, I know it's not the child's fault, but it ain't my fault either, and I feel some kind of way about this fucking child. Every time I see the child, I got to think about my bitch fronting and cheating on me. Every time I see a baby, I think about this D that he was giving to G. Every time I see that little boy, even though he's cute, see that little girl, even though she's pretty. See them little kids when they come through. I can't stop these shit getting with me. These thoughts are taking me over, boy, and I feel like I'm being destroyed. This shit ain't easy. It's hard. And at the same time, we supposed to be concerned with the child. In every other situation, you know, everybody's saying, but what about the kids? The kids, what matter? What about the kids? Right now, you like, fuck the kids. Well, no, not mine, but that little motherfucker, that, you know, goddamn. I know he didn't ruin our relationship, but his, but shit is deep. The kids outside the relationship. How do you incorporate them into the relationship? This little Robbie,
yeah, that's, that would
is your brother.
That would be the thing that I think too.
Huh?
I said that would be one thing that I think about too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then again, like, if you really just don't think about it, maybe it'll just come like secondhand. Because if it's just out the heart, then it's gonna come natural. But that's what I was thinking about just now, because really, I think it's just about if we think about it too much. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll make it hard about raising another man's kid and bringing and trying to put him into interacting, you know what I'm saying, with the events that you want to carry out with the rest of the family, you know what I'm saying, like interacting and mixing in with them. I think it'll just come natural if it's real, basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, man, it's a tough situation, and it's a tough situation that you hope will never be a situation that you have to deal with, but sometimes it just might be. It just might be the situation that you got to deal with. And you might not deal with it well. And it may take years.
I don't think you got to deal with it. Well, some situations you can have to deal with it, like a dad, for instance, because he already had kids by the mom, you know what I'm saying? So it made no sense. Well, he could have, but, yeah, I see what you mean by sometimes you having to deal with it.
You do.
I was about to say. You necessarily don't have to deal with it, but yeah, some situations you do.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. You might have to deal with this situation even if it's not, even if you're not still with the person. Because if you got kids by a woman and another man has kids by a woman, by that same woman, and you still have feelings for that woman. And you might want to get back with that woman, but you can't get back with that woman because you know she got kids by this other dude. And you ain't even worried about the status of him and her no more. You just like, on some ego shit, you like, I can't stop my stomach pain from killing me every time I see her new son or her new daughter. Because I know that she was fucking with this nigga. And you know, it's a whole different world when you have had your eyes on a nigga that fucked your girl. That ain't no easy shit to get over with. But I'm gonna tell you this though.
That's right, bro. You ain't lying. Hey, I was thinking about this too, but I don't know.
That ain't no easy shit to get over, son. And I'm gonna tell you what else. The reason why this situation that I'm talking about is so unique. And why it's so serious is because this is the only time, well, I ain't going to say the only time, but this is one of the most critical times when your unification of your family is going to be questioned by most people. What do you mean your girl got pregnant and you stayed with her? What do you mean your wife is having another baby and not by you and you standing by? What are you talking about? This ain't no time for you to do this to keep the family together. You ain't got to do that. Just take care of your kids. Matter of fact, take custody of them. I mean, I'm saying people gonna question your loyalty in a different way this time. Normally, people question your loyalty on some old, you know, would you cheat or not? Now they question your loyalty, like, why would you still stay with a woman who did that to you? Why would you still stay with a man that keeps cheating on you and keep having babies on you? Yeah, legit question. It's very legit. And all the while, we talking about these outside kids. These kids don't live in this home. You do. Your kids do. Your dog. Your cat. Your frog. Your turtles. There's other children. But guess what? This outside child is legit. It's illegit. But shit. If you ain't married, you might be illegit. Y'all whole shit. Y'all might not have no papers joining none of y'all. But it's still outside because this wasn't an agreed upon baby. This baby happened off the books. We need a referee to call foul on this baby. I know it ain't the baby fault. The baby is the ball. Somebody fumbled the baby. The ball. Shit is deep. I see that we have another call on the line. Caller. Caller with the last number 7605. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for calling in. What's good? How you feeling tonight?
I'm okay. How are you? How are both of you?
Feel like a real man too.
I'm fine.
Yeah, so I just wanted to chime in because I was in that situation. While I was dating this guy, and we kind of had like a, well, I shouldn't say kind of, but we had like an open relationship. There weren't supposed to be any kids that came out of it, but, you know, it did. And initially when I found out, you know, first thing I did is I told my parents, and Poppy was just like, you know, you sure that's what you want to do? Because, you know, you have to make a decision right now, way before she even has this baby, of whether or not you want to stay in this relationship. And so I chose to stay in the relationship because kind of like, you know, when you're in an open relationship, you're not necessarily on a break, but it's like you make an agreement that you're my main. And everybody's supposed to be making sure they use protection or whatever if they step out sexually with somebody else.
That sounds kind of nice, but
it's nice until somebody, you know, doesn't do what they're supposed to be doing. And so that's what happened.
That's what I'm saying.
So I definitely had to make a decision there. And so I made a decision, you know, long talks and everything like that. Like, yo, like, I'm saying, you know, you weren't, this wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, at first it was really, really difficult because like you said, you know, he already had children. And I was like, well, you know, how are we going to explain this to your two children? Like,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know, and so it was definitely an adjustment. They actually adjusted well. Children can really, they're very adaptable. So, whereas we're walking around with all kinds of shame, his family looking at me like, you sure? You're wondering if I'm dumb. My family looking at me and looking at him sideways. Meanwhile, the kids are like, this is my brother. So I just decided to take a page, and I encouraged him to take a page out of the kids' book. Let's just rock with it. He's not going anywhere. You know, he didn't do anything. And so, and the mother was kind of, she wanted to be the main, so she didn't handle it well at first. These days, we call each other our baby, you know, that's my baby mama. So we're actually very, very close. But it took a long time for it to get to that point. I want to say 2 years. To me, that's a long time when there's a whole baby involved because every single day can be a struggle when there's tension, this level of tension. in this type of situation. Yeah. And everybody's not mature enough to be able to get to a point where, like, she and I actually, like, have love for each other. You know what I mean? Everybody's not mature enough for that to happen. Everybody's not mature enough to say, hey, do you need me to help you pick up your child from school or take them to school or whatever the case may be? Like, that's a huge decision that no one should take it lightly for, you know, during situations like this.
It's interesting that you used the word maturity. Is that what we're talking about?
I sure hope so. This is not a situation where it's not a situation where immaturity is going to allow things to flourish properly in a healthy way for that child.
Okay.
Because you have to think outside yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
you have
true.
To think outside yourself on, like you mentioned earlier, one, as far as your relationship with your significant other, and then for that child.
I guess two words that come to my mind that I think are essential are acceptance and humility.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to take a lot of humbling myself in order. That's what it would take for me to offer to service your child. I would have to humble myself.
Maturity comes with maturity. That's a form of maturity, in my opinion.
Okay, all right. In your opinion, I'll take that. Yeah, maturity. You know, maybe I've heard it used wrong in too many situations. Like, you know, you let somebody. Somebody diss you, or you let somebody front on you, shit on you, totally disrespect you, humiliate you, and you're supposed to be the bigger person because you're mature. I'm like, no, I don't see it that way. And I don't look at you letting that go as maturity. No, I don't think that's a grown-up thing to do. I think it's a grown-up thing to handle it. You don't have to handle it with violence, but I don't think that you should ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't think that you should take the high road when it comes to that. So that's why I wouldn't choose the word maturity, but I would choose the word humility, because if I can humble myself, I can do a whole lot of shit that I probably prior to that would have said, "Oh hell no," because I would have been more concerned about how it was going to make me look, like it was going to make me look. When you humble yourself, you're not worried about looking soft. As a matter of fact, you introduce your soft side to the world and let them know that, no, this is a necessary thing that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And and I'm willing to take the backlash that comes along with it because I'm humble. My pride would tell me, hell no, we're not taking no responsibility. We're not taking no criticism for it. We're not doing this. I don't like the way it makes me look, and I'm not going to have people running around here, you know, looking at me like I'm a sucker or like I'm soft or like I'm a pussy or that I'm pussy with. Nope. So
I got a question.
Go ahead.
I want to get both perspectives from a male and a female perspective. So does it make it better or does it harm or hurt or make it better in any way that you, like, try to justify having to take care of that other child by saying, oh, well, I got one of my own? Or, like I said before, like I had my son before I met her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it better or hurt trying to use that to justify having to take care of another man's child?
Well, as far as taking care of another man's child, there are levels to that. for me. We take care of other people's children all the time. You know what I mean? When we say taking care of another man's child, we're basically submitting to the fact that we are helping to raise somebody who we really don't care about like that. That's what raising another man's child sounds like to me. And once again, that word humility comes into the situation. And I also think the sister's word maturity comes into that too, because I do believe that it takes maturity in order to take care of a child, whether it's your child or somebody else's child, because you have to set an adult example for that child. And adults are supposed to be mature. And they're not always mature, but if you're going to take on that type of responsibility, you shouldn't be mature to the point where you feel like you have enough adult gifts to give to a child, to whereas you can rear them properly and responsibly and productively.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So basically, don't think of it like it's another man's child, but just like I said, if it's real, it comes natural, and you won't think of it like it's another man's child.
Yeah, like I was telling you earlier, make sure that you know, or at least think that you want to be with that woman. Because if you don't, what can happen in a lot of these scenarios is that you can fall in love with the child and fall out of love with the damn mother and wonder how the hell this happened. Or the child can fall in love with you as you fell out of love with the mom, and the child is looking for you because they were always able to have access to you before. And now you ain't coming around, or can't come around, or won't come around, or whatever the case may be. And that child is all fucked up. That's what I'm talking about when I say children get fucked up in this thing as worse than the parents do. You know,
I
heard
in on that part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so, and just to piggyback off of what he said, you have to, when you're making a decision of whether or not you are going to move forward in that situation, you have to ask yourself, and this is something I had to ask myself, if my relationship with him does not work out, right, will I still be an active participant in this child's life, regardless of what direction my relationship goes in with this man? And I said to myself, yes, but that's me. And if you choose, if you say to yourself, you know, I don't know that I can do that point, or whatever point in your life, whoever you are out there listening, you know, you may not be at that point where you can rock it out like that. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You're not obligated to, you know, to accept that situation or the new dynamics of new family dynamics. But you do have to ask yourself whether or not you are going to still be a participant in that child's life, because that child didn't ask for any of this. And so you have to say, hey, am I still going to buy this kid Christmas presents, birthday presents? Are we still going to do certain activities, whatever activities or whatever, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? But whatever routine that we come up with, am I still going to be willing to make sure that stays in place for that child after this relationship dissolves, if it dissolves? And if you can't say yes, then, you know, accept that you can't say yes, and then just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. This shit is mad. Yeah, man. You know, like earlier when the sister was saying that the kids adapt easier, I think it depends on the children's perception of how the family structure was set up in the beginning. And I also think it depends on the age of the children. With small children, yeah, they'll take a new brother and sister like it ain't nothing. Teenagers, hold the fuck up. Like, what? No, this family already set. We not doing that.
I don't know. You could have a little kid who's an only child or the youngest child, and then all of a sudden a new baby comes in, and they're not trying to hear it.
I get that.
Yeah, and sometimes the older kids are too busy doing their own thing, so they don't really care what mama and dad are doing anyway. Sometimes.
Well, like I said, it depends on the children's perception of how the family is set up.
Yeah.
You know, if you've already reached 9th, 10th grade, you 14, 15 years old, and you have had 14 or 15 or 16 years of seeing your family the way that it is, and y'all established, and then all of a sudden, you got one, two, or three new brothers or sisters that you ain't know nothing about. Hold on. Because, you know, you at that age then when you start judging your parents. Well, mom, how you let dad get away with this? Or dad? So you knew about, you understand what I mean? Nah. Because now those kids are at the age where they're trying to establish themselves in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, and they are already to the point where they're dealing with their own peer pressure and insecurity and, you know what I mean, trying to learn about relationships in their own right. So by that time, by the time they 14, 15, 16 years old, and all of their friends, if they've gone to the same schools all of their lives and shit like that, everybody knows all of their family. Where you get these new brothers? Where you get these new siblings from? Especially if the siblings are brand new, like, and your mom's still with your dad. So Miss Lisa's still with you. Okay. You know what I mean? Your friends looking at your mom sideways. Like judging your mom. You know what I mean? You want to stand up and be like, yo, oh, first of all, that ain't none of your business. But you're a teenager. You ain't built for that none of your business shit yet. You trying to sweep this shit under the rug. You trying to do damage control in your own fucking mind. You know what I mean? Yo, the outside kids, baby. The outside kids are motherfuckers. But guess what? They're here. They're here, baby. They're here. They here. They are so here. By the way, if y'all wanna speak, press number one. If callers on the line, all you have to do is press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I'll plug you on in here. We got a little bit more time. I extended the time, and I was gonna be stingy with it, but I see cats was down. So all right, but yeah, you know, this is a deep situation inside and out, man. It really is. This is the heat. This is the heat. Because, you know, in a relationship, you can explain away a blowjob. You can explain away sex. You can explain away an STD.
Shit. No, you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can get that You can get that shit cleared the fuck up, and nobody got to know. But this motherfucking baby, you going to have to deal with it, baby. You got some explaining to do, and you ain't do shit. You ain't spread your legs. You ain't pull your dick out. Somebody, but your partner did, and you trying to stand by them. So it's hard. All right, hold on, y'all. We have another caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 2922. Hold on. Let me my browser a little. Browser acting a little ill. Hold on. Today. Open the line. Open the line. All right. Caller with the last number is 2922. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Well, all this thing, this was reminding me of something I heard from Malcolm X. He was saying, he was mentioning in one of his speeches.
No, not going to happen. Not going to happen, dog. Not going to happen.
Why do Jewish people not rear their own kids? That's a good question.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right. Not going to happen. Look, he got two lines open. Two lines with a 708 area code. I thought I smelled a rat. Nah, not gonna happen over here, though. Take your little what's that movie where they used to prank call everybody? And listen, not tonight, man. What was it called? You know the movie I'm talking about. You know they prank calls.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, not tonight. 708 number area code. Y'all can just listen from now on. Y'all not getting it in there. When you ready to act like you got some sense, then you can come through. But no, y'all over here surfing Blog Talk Radio like, oh dang, look, we found some black people talking about. We're gonna go in there. We're gonna crash the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. One of them just hung up. The other one, you can join them. Get the fuck out of here. Bye. You go bye bye. You go bye bye. Or go get another phone with a different area code and call it then. Anyway, so as we keep it moving. Matter of fact, let me put this off out of here. Yeah, got both of them out of here. You know what I mean? Neither one of y'all. Y'all don't even get to listen. You don't even get to listen.
But he was quoting Malcolm X.
Yeah. Tell me something. Why don't Jewish people have children?
He's quoting Malcolm X, though.
He should have quoted the X-Men. Anyway, so, you know, this is a tough situation because, like I said, STD, your woman might be mad at you or your man might be mad at you, but you'll survive that shit as long as it ain't HIV. I've seen people, crazy as it sounds, I've seen people stay in relationships over every STD, every single one, including HIV. Yeah, I've seen it. Because most of them you can clear up. The only ones you can't clear up are herpes, and damn near everybody got herpes any motherfucking way. But, because it don't go away and it don't kill you, so you kind of like, you know. They say one in every four people got herpes anyway, so they say in some form, whether you got the shit on your lip or whether you got the shit on your private or whether you got shingles or whatever. So they say one, just count to four and you're gonna catch somebody with herpes, but all four of them gonna deny it. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4. Which one of y'all got it? None of us. Okay, let's go to 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. Which one of y'all got it? None of us. Okay, we gonna go to 12. 9, 9, 10, 11. Ain't nobody going to make that shit.
Good, it ain't four people online. Yeah. We can't get right. Four tonight.
But there's only three people on the line. The four people just got kicked off. So.
Look.
They had it. They had it.
Yeah, man.
They did it.
The chick that had two kids already, natural birth, and now she getting a cesarean. That's the one who got the herpes. She got the bump. But they are still together. She got the bump. But they are still together. After a few years, the outbreak closed down. They still together, baby. But he had no baby on her. Like I said, I've known couples who have had to get past every STD known to man out there, and they got past it. And all of them, except for HIV, they would choose that over having to explain a baby. Because that's a 21-year commitment. Minimum. Yeah, I mean, minimum.
You know what's crazy is that before she got pregnant, like I fucked with him heavy, but you know, I didn't know, like I had to make a decision, you know? Like that the presence of that baby made me feel like, okay, like I gotta take this relationship more serious than I was doing, because if I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna have to be here. I'm gonna have to be present. You know what I mean? It's not gonna be enough for me to just be floating, you know, floating about. So, yeah, I had to actually make a decision to be a little bit more serious in that relationship, because I knew I was gonna be around a child.
Yeah. And another thing, it's an odd situation when your outside child has sort of making a breakthrough with you,
mm-hmm.
and you start recognizing the unique gifts that the outside child has that your kids might not even have. You're like, well, ain't this about a bitch? He just had a baby by a gifted bitch.
I wouldn't say that all the kids are dope, but
I ain't saying, listen, this is bigger than you. You know what I mean? I'm just saying what your motherfuckers got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that my whole point is this scenario don't go away. It infiltrates, it invades. You know, it gets in your veins. This is heroin. This ain't coke.
Yeah, I hope nobody thinks that about the child, though.
This should stay in your system and shit. Yeah, I mean, it make you think you can just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and just because it don't kill you, keep doing it. You just keep. Oh, look, a caller with a blocked number.
Let him in. Get to this person.
They
don't want him for.
I wonder who it is. You think
let herpes get on.
You think?
I think it's herpes. I think it's herpes.
All right, tell you what, they're gonna get 5 seconds. If you know what I mean, listen, call her with the block number. You got 5 seconds. 5 seconds. I know you and this is who I think it is. I know you and your friends are just brainstorming, like, okay. This is what we're gonna do, dude.
He likes fucking with them.
Be serious for like the first 10 seconds. You know, so he'll let you in and then just spring it on. Okay, here we go. All right. Call him with the black Call him with
the black number.
Hey folks, I'm not the person that you were thinking I am. My name is Hotep Kenyatta. Just calling your show for the first time. The reason my number is blocked is because on Blog Talk they give out sometimes the number, and I've received prank calls. So there's nothing nefarious or sneaky going on my part. But I understand how you could come to that conclusion, because, you know, many people may have called your show causing problems. I'm sorry about that, but it wasn't me. Just clarifying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
Well, I saw the themes you posted about children. I think it would be born out of the typical wedlock, et cetera. And as I'm getting older, I'm starting to see a lot of the established structures that are set up by the white establishment, I think, are not always as necessary for us to find happiness and truth. So even though I do agree that it would be good to have certain documents, because it might benefit the husband or wife or children in legal courts, other than that reason, I think some of our ancestors that simply jumped a broom, you know, had just as much relevance in their love for each other and in their children's desire to be good people than if they had the legal document from, you know, the state or the U.S. government or the European Anglo system. But just my thoughts on it. Not to be, you know, detracting from anything that you're trying to do that's positive.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in. I really do.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you.
I appreciate
thanks for listening to the show. All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. You take care. So, okay. A good call. Thanks for calling in.
That was dope. Okay.
The thing about it is when you're dealing with these real life family situations that nobody would draw up for themselves, but that so many people have had to deal with in real time, you know, you have to sort of remove yourself away from the situation in order to see the clarity in it sometimes. Like, you know, we get so invested in our feelings and our resentment, anger, hurt, pain, anguish, embarrassment, humiliation. There's so many things that come into this when you're dealing with a one-on-one committed relationship where it has broken down and one person just has not honored that. So dealing with that is one thing. That there's always already an existing psychological element that's involved with that needs to be dealt with, because you know some people really consider being cheated on as the ultimate form of betrayal. When you start to unpack it, you know, you may come to the conclusion that, well, it's not necessarily betrayal because I didn't own you. But, you know, in real time, that's not the way it feels, because you are supposed to be my girl. I am supposed to be your man. And that's the way it was supposed to be. And we both agreed on this. And there was no problems with that agreement until you went out and did what you did. But when you start to consider how the cycle of life goes and the responsibility of parenting as it relates to life and the family is concerned, you start to see, like, even though I feel like I want to blame this child, I can't blame the child, even though I keep blaming the child in my mind. So I kind of have to keep my mouth shut about this whole situation, because at the end of the day, if this child wasn't here, then I wouldn't have to deal with this. I could deal with the cheating as long as the cheating wasn't coming and knocking on my door and put me in a position where I have to deal with it head on. This child is making it so I have to deal with this situation. And it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. I know it's not right to not like a child or to blame a child for your unhappiness. I know that's wrong. But guess what? I'm going to have to be wrong for a little while because I might be in a situation where I'm so in love and I'm so vested in this relationship that I can't blame the person who did it, because I'm in love with them, but I'm not in love with what they did, and I'm not in love with what came out of it. I'm not in love with the product. Yeah. And it talks, walks, has to be taken to school, picked up, have to deal with the other parent. And look, it looks like my man and also like the other, it's just a constant reminder. These outside kids. Why can't they just stay outside? Yeah. There's counseling that needs to be employed here. It really is. Man, you know, after a while, you'll get it together. Hopefully it's not after an abusive situation in which you have taken those matters into your hands.
So do you feel like the mothers of those children, those outside children or outside child should stay with or try to rekindle with that father or what? Rather than trying to seek out.
It's tough to say because like I was saying before, your heart will ultimately decide what you're going to do. But then you won't, at some point you might be mad at your heart. You might mess around and be mad at your heart because, you know, how it is. I don't know if you've ever been with somebody and regretted being with them and then wind up blaming them for ruining your life, or blame them for making you stay when you wanted to go, or blame them for not being truthful with you, or for lying by omission and leading you on. If you've ever been through any of those types of emotions or those types of things, then you understand where I'm coming from, where I say that, you know, it's a personal decision. If you really feel like you are still, that you still have a chance to be with somebody that you want to be with, then I say, then fuck it. Go ahead and do it, but understand what's going on. You got another child out there, and you're going to have to show that child love, because it, regardless of whose fault it is and who you're placing blame on, when the mother or father of that child is not going to allow you to treat that child differently than you, or for you to subtract the love from that child while you give the rest of your love, the good part of your love, to the other children. It's not going to happen. And eventually, y'all going to wind up falling out and separating over that. And then now you're going to be wrong. You the one that got cheated on, but now you wrong because you fumbled that situation. You messed up. You can't do that. You can't abuse the child or neglect the child or blame the child for being here. The parents got the child here. The parents got the child here. Nobody else. All right. Listen, y'all, we got to get on the body here. We did numbers. We did all right. All right, this is what the Guan do. Look, somebody got mad at the show. They took back one of the likes. Like, man, fuck you. I know I got a dislike on this one, but I know I got a thumbs down. They took that like back. Like, I don't know, something I said. They said, fuck you. You ain't getting this like. I'm taking my like with me. All right, y'all. Let me go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. But listen, I appreciate y'all calling in. Appreciate y'all participating on this Power Monday. Good looking, y'all.
No problem. No. Thank you.
All right.
Good night, brother.
Good night. Peace. I see it. Peace. All right, y'all. So we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. January 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L, to get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L, to get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L, to get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they get number one out the box, Anthony Pascal, happy birthday to you, and Courtney Tipton, turning 40 years old today, and Nasir Muhammad turning 36 years old today, and Daphne Carson, happy birthday to you, and Rosales Peralta turning 37 years old today, and Tracy Rouse, turning 59 years old today, and Maribel Lagez turning 30 years old today, and Tony Rozier turning 51 years old today, and Ocanta Kate, turning 29 years old today, and Deshaun Newman turning 32 years old today, and Mildred Riggins turning 66 years old today, and Desiree Latada turning 56 years old today, and Mary Lua turning 52 years old today. A lot of people born on the third. The second day was chilling. And Nadine Llewellyn, happy birthday to you, and Nicole Thomas, happy birthday to you, and my girl Luva Alvarez used to have a show called 24-Hour Mom. And last but not least, my brother going all the way back to the 1989. my man Ted Harrison. Happy birthday to you, my brother. Good to see you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with this glorious, glorious, glorious January 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the dance, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, those outside kids, them outside babies, whether you like it or not, they are here. No maybes. Definitely they came through, and it was made by them or you, and that's true. So what you going to do? Are you going to front on them, put them up for adoption? That's not an option. You have to raise them 18 to 21 onto affinity till you see the last days when you close your eyes for the last time. You got to make sure no crimes get perpetrated against them or you. Make sure that you act like a parent, too. And then I mean a progressive one, productive. Don't do that shit. That's not productive. Fuck it. You thinking, kid? You got to do what you know the right thing is to do. Did you understand my plight? Do you understand what to do? I know you do tonight, and it's only right that you represent, because you know that just like a baby, you haven't said, and this only happens between a woman and a man. On some other shit, though, you know, gay couples have to go through this bullshit, too. Gay couples have to go through this shit. You know, dykes have to go through this shit all the time. Two women were supposed to be together. One of them chicks get pregnant by a man. Like, you been out there, sneak dickhead. You got a whole baby in your stomach. You supposed to be gay. Now, I don't know if two gay men have to go through this, because I'm like, I thought y'all was more committed to the game. But them women... They're women. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Appreciate y'all coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Listen.
9 seconds.
At the end of the day. It really is. It's all about the kids at the end of the day. So you can hate. You can be mad. You can, you know, throw a fit, you can pout and all that stuff. But when it really all comes down to it, it's all about your kids. Do you love them enough to give them the type of life that they deserve, whether they are a product of you and your spouse and you and your lover, or whether it came out of a less than favorable situation? They didn't ask to be here, neither did you. But just like you here, they deserve to be here too and get the same kind of love that you would wish for. So stop treating them like they wasn't spoken for. All right. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you on up out of here first. I'm going to say holla. And.